Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pick and Roll, and we're here for your Thursday NBA betting show here, right here on the Board YouTube channel, the Hammers NBA Content Division. And for today's show, we have a big SGP on the way for you guys, and that's a two-game slate, so this is the only pick, so no bonus situation here, no light goal to hit in order to give out the play, just going to be giving out the plus 333 play here at MGM in just a second here. But if you're excited for that big SGP, you're going to be tailing the pick. And if you enjoy the show along the way, make sure you do hit the like button. We'll also be talking about the Houston Rockets, Jalen Green, and the 10-game win streak that they've had and their fight for a play-in tournament position after we go through the play. So let's get into things here. Just going to double-check the line here, but we just verified, so shouldn't be any issues overall for this play here in the Bucks and Pelicans game. Once again, this one is available at BetMGM for plus 333 odds. We're going to go half a unit as we normally do for the big SGPs. So here it is. We're going to be taking Brook Lopez over 1.5 three-pointers made, Giannis Antetokounmpo over 4.5 assists, CJ McCollum 18-plus points, and Chris Middleton going back to him going over 11.5 points. Again, smaller slate, but still a play that Pips is happy with. I think we're around, even though we've lost the last two, like just under 500 on big SGPs, and if we're taking them at like plus 300, plus 400 odds, obviously that is fantastic profit. So going back to one of them here today, Pips, what do you see matchup wise in this game?
Yeah, I just, when there is a small slate, I have a lot of time. So I went back and rewatched the entire game they played earlier this season. Every drive on Giannis is a double team, every touch in the inside the three-point line from Giannis was a double team. Every pick and roll for Damian Lillard was a double team. So Brook Lopez had 9 three-point attempts in three quarters, made 6. Giannis had 4 assists in that game, but he had 12 potential assists in a blowout win. So yeah, he'll get in 10 more minutes tonight. I can see his numbers going to, we can get the same numbers, 12 potential assists. He's catching 5 plus easily here. And Middleton in this game where Lillard will be double teamed, Giannis will be double teamed. Yeah, this is a spot for Middleton. This time, maybe he gets some good looks, not just forced one like in the last one.
Yeah.
Now he can be a spot-up shooter and get like 5 to 6 wide-open threes, some transition, some his way of scoring, and we can get to the 12. So, yeah, if they double-team Giannis, they will. If they hedge pick and rolls of Lillard, as they will, Brook Lopez should have at least 5 to 6 wide-open threes, and assists for Giannis are part of it. Points from Middleton are part of it. Very, very correlated. On the other side, we have CJ McCollum without Brandon Ingram. If you take a look at CJ McCollum numbers without Brandon Ingram, this season he's been balling. Like, he takes the back seat when Ingram is playing. But when Ingram is out, he scored a 19. 29, 33, 28, 30, 23, 23. So he averaged 26 points without Ingram this season. Bucks are a great matchup. We saw D'Angelo Russell and Reeves scoring almost 30, 28, 29 points in that game. Yeah, CJ McCollum has the keys. Drop coverage will probably be inevitable with Brook Lopez playing. CJ is a great mid-range shooter, great pull-up shooter. This is a good matchup for him, good spot. If they stay on the other players, I don't see who. Valanciunas, low usage. Herb Jones, low usage. This is a spot-up shooter, so CJ will need to have a huge usage in this game. So if this is a close game, this big SGP at that price has a really good chance of hitting.
Okay, there we go. There is the play for today. It's a big SGP. No bonus situation. Just going to go straight up and play it for this one. All right, let's get into the recap of the previous show's plays where we would have thought we'd have a big SGP win to discuss. Unfortunately, it comes short from the Cavaliers money line. All three of the players involved do their job for the bet, but the Cavaliers, I know it says minus 300, they're actually around minus 550 to win this game. They were 10-point favorites, end up losing by 7 to the hot shooting Charlotte Hornets. That one certainly stings, and what would have been a nice winner there at plus 333 odds as well. One of our player props voids because DeAndre Ayton did not play. If it's on BetMGM, if one part of the parlay voids, then the whole thing voids. That's where we played it, so that bet voids. And the final one, Jaren Jackson Jr., over 19.5 points. Even without Anthony Davis playing, Jaren Jackson goes 6 of 16, 0 of 4 from 3, and misses his line by 3 points. If he hits one of those threes, man, definitely could have had a winner there, but unfortunately it will go down as an 0-2 day. What happened to the Cavaliers in this one, Pips, to fall to the Charlotte Hornets? That's pretty crazy.
Late turnovers in the game. They were up, I think, 107-105. Made a couple stupid turnovers, mostly by idiot LeVert. Everything else worked like a charm. They just got on way under his points. Miles Bridges way under his points. Garland with 12 assists. Like, everything besides Cleveland Cavaliers money line won easily. Unfortunately, I watched the Garland. They played 2 days ago. And Cleveland Cavaliers were on the second night of the back-to-back and won by 25. Easy game. I mean, like, the Hornets couldn't score on this Cleveland Cavaliers defense. And then last night, they couldn't miss. Like, they were insane. Like, they couldn't miss. Like, everything was going in. They almost shot 60% against the Cavaliers. Like, that's, and they don't have any players that are usually efficient, so. Above expectation shooting night from the way, way above. They scored 180 points on Cleveland.
Looks like Pips is frozen here. Hopefully he does come back here. But question came in from the chat from Corey Erickson and asking about win-loss for the year. Win-loss isn't as important because some of these plays are big SGPs where, you know, we're getting plus 333 odds, and if just under half of those win, then you're still going to profit big time on there. So for the season, win-loss record is 118 and 115. However, we have a net profit of 220, so 2.2 units on the season. So that is the current state of the season. So profitable on the season, hoping definitely to get higher on that for the rest of the way. But Pips, you froze a little bit there, but want to continue where you left off?
Yeah, just rambling about unlucky loss Hornets shooting 60% against Cavaliers is just...
Yeah, the Cavs only muster up 15 fourth quarter points in that one. Yeah, tough scene for the Cavaliers. On Jaren Jackson, not the most difficult matchups thrown at him from the Lakers, but still a rough shooting night. What happened there?
Yeah, I mean, you have a player over 19.5 and he scores 17 and goes 0 from 4 from 3. Not much you can do there. He fumbled like 3 layups, which is insane. His shots were like wide open threes and layups, mostly hooks inside, like 5 feet. So 6 of 16 is incredible, actually. Yeah.
So not much night there. Like, easily could have been 2 wins, but it is 0-2. So hopefully we get it back with the big SGP today. Team that has been winning. We spoke about them last week. We got to talk about them again, and specifically Jalen Green, because the Houston Rockets are streaking. They've now won 10 games in a row, and maybe one of the more impressive wins in this streak here, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder in overtime. And it was an all-time Jalen Green-level performance here. Unbelievable stuff from Jalen Green. Ends up producing 37 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. Jalen Green, look, in this run here, it's looking like he's starting to turn a corner. So we'll see if this can continue for the rest of the season and, more importantly, into next season. But, man, for Jalen Green, Pips, how much of this is real? How much do we believe from this run? Is this just a hot streak, or is this something we can trust Jalen Green to continue doing going forward?
At the beginning, I was certainly part of the group saying this is just a hot run. But last night was one of the best performances. His best career performance. Not because he scored well, not because he shot well. That's part of the, is he hot or he's not. But decision making was like AI. Like he figured out so many things during that game. They started blitzing him. He adapted. He was like, he will just delay, wait for the other guy to move away, then attack. Then he will just drive to the one side and kick next opposite corner. That's how they went up last possession of the game. He got double team. He went to the right side, kick opposite corner, wide open three for Jabari Smith. They make it and it goes to the overtime. So many great reads, not forcing stuff. So when the blitz is coming, a couple of times he split in between them. He's very athletic, very explosive. He finally figured out how to get to the rim. He was getting to the rim, almost hit a game winner. He had like 5 seconds left. Entire team collapsed on him. He still got a great look that was on the rim for like 5 seconds and then dropped off. Like, this is real. Very real. It's one of the biggest transformations we ever seen from a player that one player sucked, completely sucked from, I would say, like the start of the season to late February. Like he was terrible for 4 months, and then he just started playing unbelievable. Like now this level is, it's absurd. Like the reads he's making, like looks like a like superstar level. Like,
what's
it's
changed
insane.
Though? Like, how do you all of a sudden just turn things on?
It must be confidence. Like he always was one of the most athletic players we ever seen. Like that, when he gets down to the rim, he is just like too quick. Like his first step is insane. He just gets there, but he wasn't confident. He was like sag off, settle for a mid range step back. When he gets contested to the rim, you can see, you could see by him like going down here, like he's afraid, like, okay, will I get blocked? Will I miss? And he was terrible on layup. He was like, he could make a layup for to save his life. He was one of the worst finishers at the rim. And now he's 57% on twos over the last 13 games. He's 43% on threes, like confidence stuff. And now he's just going in there and dunking on people's head. Like, suddenly he's just, okay, I can do this. I'll do this. It's just insane. If you take a look at his numbers, I'll just say about March numbers. Like, in this month, like, since the month started, we have a good sample size, 13 games. It's not like 5-game stretch. It's 13-game stretch, so it's decent sample size. And in those 13 games, he averages 29 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 50% from the field, 43% from the three-point line. And he is taking 10 threes a game. So 43% on 10 threes a game. Those are numbers. Those numbers are all-star starter numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's insane. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes, not this season, next season. We'll see how it goes next season. I think he'll continue doing this. But the important thing is when he comes in next season, what do we see?
Yeah.
Last season. Also, last season, last 2 months of this, last March and April, he also took a step up shooting-wise. Efficiency overall, scoring wise, I think even in the rookie year, I'll just check, but I'm not sure. But even in the rookie year, pre All Star 14 points average, post All Star 22 points average. Like that's the third season in a row where he takes a huge leap after All Star break. We need to see him showing early. I mean, it's normal for the young players, but we need to see him being this good to start the season. Like, okay, we now see it, but what he can do. Like, he just turned 22. This is his third season. That's for a young guard that was on terrible team. That didn't help He played under Silas for 2 years.
That's true.
on terrible team. Yeah, Ime Udoka is, I would say, one of the best coaches. I have my opinion, but I might probably put him like close to top five in the league, and we can see that. Houston Rockets are above 500. They're missing Tyrese Eason for more than half the season. Brooks was out for so much time. Şengün is now out. Jabari Smith missed so many games. If you give this team to any other coach, I don't think they are above 500 this season. So yeah. Shout out to props to the Ime. He gave them some, like I would say, European coach. European coaching. If you suck, you won't play. You won't close the game. No matter who are, like Jalen Green didn't close the games like 15 times this season. Even Alperen Şengün didn't close the game at least 10 times this season. If you are not playing well, you need to. And he was.
Sorry, I was going to say the Raps have a European coach who absolutely does not follow that rule.
Yeah, and this is like very well known for European like coaching. And I love it. Like, fuck. Yeah. Even if I lose the bet, I have Şengün and he sits him out in the fourth. Yeah, okay. But for my Rockets as a fan, yeah. And when he is subbed out for the game and not coming back, he'll give him like 2 to 3 minutes by the bench. I would say so. He'll just teach them, like, I don't know how you say it in English, what's the word for lessons, but hard lessons, hard love, I would say.
Yeah, and tough love.
It turns out it works, so.
Yeah, he's been fantastic with the Rockets, and they're definitely making that push for that final play-in tournament position. And Jalen Green, we'll see if this is sustainable into next season, but you're right. You know, as much as it is his third season, he's 22. And, you know, there's guys who come into the league at 22 years old as rookies. So he can only continue to be better.
He will be 22 for the next 11 months.
Yeah, so plenty of reason for optimism and that things can continue to improve. The Rockets are getting better. They have a young team, a whole ton of talent here. Yeah, this is definitely a team on the rise. And on the rise very quickly after getting rid of Steven Silas, who just was not a good coach. Further proof of that is the way they've played this season, 100%. Okay, let's go to the recap of the play that we have for the show today. Remember to drop a like if you enjoyed what you saw, and remember to subscribe as well for more NBA betting content for the rest of the season, playoffs, and beyond. The one play for today is a big SGP in the Bucks and Pelicans game, +333 odds at BetMGM. When we went live, ESPN Bet did not have alt lines available. They do now. Nicholas shares in chat that you can get this now for +411 at ESPN Bet. Again, apologies. When we went live, you could not get this at ESPN Bet. But if you're watching later in the day, make sure you check out ESPN Bet if you have access to do so to see if you're going to get the best price available. So +333 odds here at BetMGM. We're getting Brook Lopez over 1.5 three-pointers made. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 4.5 assists. CJ McCollum, 18-plus points, and Chris Middleton over 11.5 points. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Later today, I'm going to be live with Kirk Evans for more NBA coverage. And tomorrow, me and Pips are going to be back here to wrap up the week on Pick and Roll. We hope to see you there.